Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, peace everybody. Welcome to the Astro Tarot Hour. Well, we do this every Friday, get free readings, man. As you know, that's why you're here. But visit the website, www.myastrologycoach.com, and click on the events tab because we've got the spring equinox that's forming. The final payment deadline is like March the, it's the week before we actually get to go. So March the 14th, Friday, March 14th is the final payment deadline. So if you're going, make it happen. You can actually meet us there. If you want to, if it's a little bit more economically more feasible for you to meet us there, then meet us there. You can participate in our grand activation that we're going to do on Sunday and whatnot. But make it happen, man. Visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, and simply click on the events tab. Also, mark your calendars for this one. March the 8th, Saturday, we're going to do an online presentation called God is Real, tribute to Bobby Hemmett, myself, and the Prime Minister. We're going to go in and actually show you the power of correspondence, man, where we got all this phenomenal stuff to take place, man. Listen, the title of it is God is Real, and we're going to literally show you that every time we get together and we go on these trips or we just get together collectively via thought, and we cast a thought out there, how that comes back into this reality, and it always make world news. So you got to understand the law of correspondence to be able to prove the divine world, and that's what we're going to show you. So mark your calendars for that. That's March the 8th, online presentation, tribute to Bobby Hemmett. All the proceeds go to the Bobby Hemmett Love Fund, because the brother has suffered from a stroke, but he successfully has recovered. So to help with the expenses of his recovery, we just going to donate the funds over to Bobby Hemmett, who's a great, great giant in his field of spiritual information and whatnot. So definitely mark your calendars and tune in for that. It's an online presentation, so you'll call the conference number, and you'll see the visual presentation, obviously. And registration that day is got to register by 6 p.m., because we're going to have to get the emails out to everybody, and I'm taking it down. After 6 p.m., there will be no way to pay for it. So do not wait to the last minute, because some of y'all do that. Y'all wait until it's actual show time to go actually pay for it. You have to do it before 6 p.m. on March the 8th, because it's going to be jam-packed, and got to make sure everybody got the email, everything. Just make sure everything is acclimated so we can start on time, all right? Of course, visit the website, click on the membership tab where you see the Neuron Network. You know about it. It's phenomenal. It's an online interactive game that you play that was designed by brain doctors to increase every single mental function in your brain. So that's the Prime Minister's baby right there called the Neuron Network. That starts March the 5th and March 3rd, 2 days before that, orientation for the Neptune Dream Institute, something I put together on how to link up with each other in the dream world and experience the quantum reality. So that's phenomenal. And check both of them out on the membership tab and read up on them, because these are pretty much some of the final dimensions to consciousness by working on some of these things right here. If you're in the Ohio area, Cincinnati's tomorrow. Eileen Bay is here. Today, he's in Cleveland, Ohio later on today, and Sunday in Columbus, Ohio. I may be in Cincinnati on Saturday, and I'm definitely going to be in Columbus on Sunday. So if you want to come out and get an aura reading done with your, you know, with your chakras and everything, this is the time to catch up with me, because I'll be in the Cincinnati, Columbus area Saturday and Sunday. With that, I'm going to give it over to my co-host, Keisha, and we get ready to rock and roll.
Well, you know, fam, he pretty much covered everything other than the fact that we're giving you guys examples of the double dose. That's the reading we're doing here on this show. Y'all all need a double dose. Everybody needs a double dose. It's the best reading you can ever get. MyAstrologyCoach.com under the consultations tab. And then also definitely look into the Astro Tarot Network. It's at a fraction of the cost of even one of my 30-minute sessions. It has a list of things that you get with it. You cannot lose. It's the best coaching mechanism, life coaching mechanism that I've seen thus far. So thanks, everybody, always for your support, and I'm ready when you are, Uncle.
All right, I got a birthday. I was running mad behind. Caller from the 978-373. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kathleen. How are you both?
Hey, we're well, Kathleen. Let me get your birth data real fast.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's
go ahead.
8 August 4th, 57, and I was born at 7:14 a.m.
August 4th, 57, and 7 what a.m.?
7:14 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Kathleen, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Or
well, I do. There's a gentleman that I was seeing, and we had some words. Now he's not talking to me. I want to know if you saw us getting back together or what the story is with him.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Joe.
Okay.
And
Joe.
He's a Virgo.
Joe coming back. It's Mercury retrograde. Joe coming back. Joe be back. Joe going to be back before March the 20th.
Wow, that seems like a long time.
No, that's only 4 weeks. It's only 4 weeks.
But is it going to stick?
Well, that's the thing. Well, the thing that's not going to stick really is the breakup aspect of it, because it happened, if it's something that's fresh, it happened during what we call retrograde movement. So things in the Mercury retrograde, things are going to come back around. So I think that, and plus I see where it's at in your relationship house. So I think he's coming back. He's coming back around the we can guess call that late March in a sense. But yeah, he's coming back around the spring equinox. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, but
I
you.
Agree.
All right, go ahead.
The thing about it though is there's a whole part of this puzzle that you're missing. You're only seeing it from your point of view. You got to step out of the situation and take a look in, because there's different factors that, you know, are all involved in this whole situation as far as why things are the way they are this time. But Spirit is saying the obstacle that you have to overcome is just a conflict that you guys had. Right now he's in a period of trying to make a really big decision. I see that you're really, really hurt, and, you know, especially when you lay down at night, it's like you think about it. It's a lot of pain and affliction. But with him, it's affected him way harder than it has you.
Really?
He has the Eight of Swords reversed. I cannot stand that card. I felt that feeling, and I don't wish it on my worst enemy. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like being stuck. I don't know. I can't even describe it. I'm going to just tell you this. He feels 10 times worse than you do, okay? However, yes, I do. I agree with Ampu. I see you guys working it out. However, there is another woman that's involved in the scenario as well, and it's going to come, like, when he comes back, it's going to be like a choice between two decisions. And I'm not saying that he's romantically involved with her, but she has some sort of influence, so to say, on the relationship. So that's why I say there's a lot more factors to this whole thing that you don't see, and you got to take a out and try and look in.
Well, his niece is living with him. I wonder if it's her.
It could definitely be. It could definitely be. You know, that's why I say I'm not saying that the woman is someone romantically involved with him. I'm just saying that somehow she has an influence over the relationship. She has an influence on his whole situation, but he's feeling worse than he has ever felt in quite some time.
Well, you know, the thing is, he has me blocked on his phone and everything, that I can't even get in touch with him. So for someone who feels so bad, to me, all you have to do is unblock your phone and let's talk it over.
Right. That's how you handle things. He is a different individual than you. So he's going to handle things the way that he feels he needs to. And you got to also keep in mind with men, that man, it's hard for you to really, really get how they truly feel. Their exterior is so different. What they show and their actions, is so different than how they feel on the inside. So.
So we think by March 20th.
Yeah, but just like Ampu said, it definitely could be before then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got a good month, and you have to size up what you're going to communicate, because at that time, this is a time where really verbal conflict is going to be very likely impossible. So if you don't want to experience that, you're going to have to make sure that you're communicating very clearly and not necessarily hostile. But hey, you got to let somebody have it. You got to let somebody have it. The goal is just to let you know in this time frame, when he surfaced, it can surface with fire and animosity and opposition. All right?
Yeah. Hey, quick question, real quick. I'm going to try to do some work out of my home. I don't know if this is going to pan out. And it's only like an extra $400 a month or whatever. Do you see this working out for me?
Let me see something. yeah, but you got to work hard at doing it. You got to work very hard at doing it, and it's about being dedicated to it. It's something that can be slow. It's something that can be very slow, but if you're consistent enough and really dedicated at doing it, you can become extremely successful in doing home business endeavors. But you have to literally have the fortitude and discipline to make it happen. It's the turtle versus the rat type of thing. Yeah, it's absolutely essential. All right.
Hey, listen, thank you both. You've been great.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Caller from the 561-723. What's your name?
Stacy.
Say it again.
What is it?
Stacy, what's happening? When's your birthday?
12-16-72.
12-16-72. What time were you born?
8:30 p.m.
And what city?
I was in Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Spanish Town. All right, you got a question for us?
I have questions, but can you just give me a general? I have a lot going on, and I think I'm just all over the place. I need to be focused.
Okay, sure. All right, you only get one shot, and no cheating. Don't be like real fast with no cheating. One question, you sure?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to mute y'all long. So y'all won't sneak it.
Okay, Stacy, so the problem is you are a victim of deception and envy. People that be around you, they're jealous. They're envious of you. But you got to keep in mind, you're a very, very wise individual, and all inside of you is nothing but white light. It's like the array of hope. And not only that, you've got a good, good sense of intuition, like your third eye chakra, totally activated. And within the next 90 days, it's going to get even better. That's what's going to help you get through all of this. That's what's going to help you triumph to your success. Spirit is saying that you're very, very powerful. You have a massive amount of strength. It's just that right now you're going through a little bit of disruption, but within the next 3 weeks or less, that whole intuition deal begins to kick in. And you're going to be able to utilize it for your own betterment, so to say. The thing about it is there's going to be like a lot of financial and material changes and by the way things are going right now, you're going to gain some sort of recognition or reward, some type of celebration for something that you accomplished. And, I mean, it's temporary, love. You've got the wisdom, the strength, and the spiritual power to get through all of this. So utilize it.
All right. Because I cried and I prayed. And I'm like,
oh, it's going to happen. It really is. This is nothing but obstacles, challenges that you're going through. Spirit is, you have the awareness card. You've got the third eye chakra. So you've got a massive amount of intuition. The problem is you're not going with that very first mind, that feeling that you get when you're in certain situations. You need to go with that first feeling and act upon that feeling, period, point blank. You're extremely wise, and you've got a massive amount of strength. There is absolutely no way you cannot get through this stuff, like breeze right through it, and you truly will.
Okay.
And by thinking negative, like, okay, well, you're just making it harder for yourself. You just got to be like, okay, yep, I can do it. It's just going to happen. And I know it's not easy, you know, because I've been going through a lot this month too. But, you know, that's what life's all about. Just be glad that God gave you the protection and the armor that you need to get through these things, because a lot of people don't have these things that you have, wisdom, strength, and spiritual intuition. Not like the way you do. So be thankful.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stacy. Ask a question, Stacy. Come on.
Ask a question. I didn't hear you, sorry.
Yeah, ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had a not so pleasant conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when I see myself as a genuine person. I go out, I help, I go lend extra hands. And when you do things and someone hurts you, I was so hurt by it. My first reaction was block the calls and stuff. And then I unblocked it because I said to myself, this is part of my journey, and this is what God has to have ordained for me this path to go through. But I don't know really how to deal with this person again, you know, because I just looked as if it was so evil. But do you see this person in our crossing path, or am I just going to learn and say enough, everyone for themselves?
Well, let me say this, because I would have to read into the person. You too, like the previous caller, have the exact same, a very similar setup where you have to wait till after March 20th to get some clarity on communication with people. You also have a transit that's taking place for a better part of the rest of this year, really, that's going to feel like stress when it comes inside. Not saying that this kind of relationship was one, but relationships that deal with your romantic endeavors, even your sexual unions, are going to be kind of repressed at this time. It's going to slow down a little bit. But that's good, because slowing down is giving you a chance to crystallize things and really build things in a material form. It's something that needs to take place as far as literally building something. A strong foundation needs to be built, is my point here. So anything that's not fitting the bill is going to surface right now, just so you can see it for what it is, and then if you can need to make any adjustments so it can fit the mold so you can build, then that's what needs to be done. But the clarity really comes in March the 20th. That's when the clarity comes in for you. I'm going to let you go because I'm taking a lot of time here. Do you do ancestral worship?
No.
All right. Okay. You were born in a vortex in a very powerful place. You have family members that's on the other side of the veil that rock with you. Literally people who
I know.
Are deceased. You gotta tap into that, because that part of that energy has everything to do with how you relate to relationships, especially your sexual unions. They're very attached to that. So So it's kind of like when you get in those kind of love situations, your ancestors be on outside of the door making sure everything good, and they probably be eavesdropping on you and stuff. Like, you got
I smell the perfume,
you
the cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
you have a
part of
very strong connection.
But I think I'm scared. Because when I was a young girl, I saw my great-grandma, and that terrified me. But the irony of it is I have a 13-year-old, and she sees, hears, and communicates. And it was so ironic, she said to me, "You have the same gift I do, but you just choose to block it because you're scared." And I never said anything to her.
Right, right. Yeah, you're beyond talented with this thing. A lot of people are not born here. That's a blessing. And I think you have to embrace that. The energy will help you be successful if you embrace it now. But it's also the same energy that wants you to embrace it, is an energy that represents fear. And the negative aspect of the fear is sometimes these energies will they'll start working against you. Not that they'll do malefic things. Not that they won't either, but it'll start working against you. It's very imperative for you in this lifetime for you to understand what that connection is and commune with them, because it has a lot to do with your close unions with people, all right? And last but not least, you're similar to a DMX energy. Your birthdays are 2 days apart, and that means the sun when you were born was close to the galactic center of the universe. So that's a special person. You special. Like, who's born with the, you know, when the sun is close to the galactic center? So something about your being is emanating a black hole type of, you're literally a walking black hole, literally, right? And my birds is telling you now. See, my birds are telling you you're a black hole, right? So you got to embrace that. Embrace your spiritual gifts and develop them. Pray to your ancestors more. Get in tune with that. And wait till after March 20th and relationship energies will start to clear up. And all will be well. And keep us posted, too. All right?
I will. Thank you both.
All right. Oh,
have a good weekend.
You guys.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. All right. Where we at here? 915-244. You there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey,
what's your
name?
This is Cotillia.
Say one time.
Cotillia.
Okay. Well, when's your birthday?
April 21st, 1987.
What time were you born?
3:42 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Houston.
Houston. You got a question for us?
I just want a general reading.
You sure?
Okay.
Sure?
I'm hoping that'll cover everything.
Okay.
All righty, Cotillia. So, I see some positive energy with some social doings. If you've been invited out or anything like that, it'd be a good time to take them up on that. It's like a lot of positive energy. I also see a male, and he's very knowledgeable. He's authoritative. He likes to spread his knowledge to others. Now, he comes as your obstacle, so it seems as though maybe you're trying to get him to understand something or get through to him in one way, shape, or form. And I'm going to say
that's
this.
My husband.
Okay. You have a son?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay. And I was going to ask you that because I see one that's really, really sweet and just loves his mommy, and I see another one. He's a good kid, too, but he's kind of acting up because he wants attention. So I wasn't sure if the same child
I'm separated.
I am, and I'm
separated from my husband right now. We've been separated for about 10 months now.
Okay, I definitely see the little boys. I like the fact that you have told yourself that from here on out in life, you're going to watch every step you make and be very, very careful. You have a wonderful future ahead of you and a good partnership. I mean, the partnership with your husband is still there. It's still very, very positive. Spirit is just saying that you need to plan. And also, there's going to be a little bit of unfairness that you have to deal with. But you're spiritually protected, and there's an old man that has your best interest at heart.
My father or my uncle.
Like to guide, to protect, loves you. You know, he's
okay.
Definitely there for you. And there's also going to be some sort of bad news. It's not nothing pertaining to anybody being hurt or anything like that, but it's just like something that you're not really going to want to hear. At the end of the day, with the good future, the good partnership, and being careful, if you plan things out the right way and sort them out and stay prayed up, everything can work out as far as your family is concerned. And I really think that it's worth trying to work on it, especially if it's safe. And don't get me wrong, I don't tell people, oh, you need to stay together because of the kids. But at the end of the day, a lot of times that has nothing to do with it. But when I look at your husband's energy, with your energy, it still has a lot of positive aspects. And with the one child kind of acting up, so to say, I feel like it is something that you guys should try and work on.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Man, I say, man, a lot of y'all people, y'all got some strong ancestral energy in here. I see an old man, but I think it's an old, you got an old man that's on the other side, too. This is like maybe from somebody from your father's side of the family. Could be a grandfather, but you got strong ancestral worship, strong ancestral energy that's around you. That comes from you know, men. So you can always look for. That's why your uncle and your father and them are around you now, because it's just something that's naturally. It's a family thing where men are protective or just watch over you, and that's a good thing. I think that you have some secrets. Confess. Tell me your secret. What's your secret? You got some secrets.
Do I?
Yeah, you got some secrets. I just want to see it from the case study point of view. I really want to. Can I ask you? And you can say no comment. You don't have to answer. But I'm just strictly asking from the point of view of case study with astrology. And you might have did it in retaliation, but I'm curious to know. Did you cheat on your husband?
No.
No.
Not since we've been apart for these 10 months now. Before, previously, there were some men that I was talking to that he didn't, I guess, would approve of, for lack of words, he's kind of like the jealous type. So, but at the time, you know, I wasn't getting the attention that I needed from him, so I was seeking it elsewhere. But it was not like I was physically intimate with the guy. It was just one of my friends from a while back that understood me, and I could talk to him. So,
Okay, that's what I'm talking about here. All right, so you have I want you to be careful with certain energy in your life, because you got to kind of chart that. Your attraction factor, where you will attract someone who will try to control you, or you can try to control them, or they try to seduce you, or they will try to sexually abuse you, or the absolute worst case scenario is there's an affair that was found out and somebody just went crazy on somebody. You can kill somebody, or they can just try to hurt you. All right, so you have to be careful with that kind of energy in your lifetime, all across the board. But there is the energy too. Everybody got the same setup. This Mercury retrograde is out of the zone on March the 20th, and then probably about 4 days after that, for the duration of a month. So let's just say from March the 24th to mid-April is an excellent time for you to do communication about your marriage and your relationship. Whatever you want to do with it, it's just an excellent time, about March the 24th to mid-April, that time frame. So good luck.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. All right. 828-335. What's your name?
Hi, this is Danielle.
Danielle. Oh, now the angel's coming in. Danielle, when's your birthday?
6/13/81.
And what time were you born?
9:30 a.m.
What city?
Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. We read you before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, I remember the Alton. Like, who's from Alton? All right, Danielle, what's happening?
Well, I met this new person. His name's Eric, and he's a Libra. I met him recently. I just want to know what's going down or what's transpiring between us.
Okay.
Oh, what you want to happen?
Well, I know we're not getting married or having kids or moving in together. That ain't happening, but.
What you want to happen? Not what ain't happening, what you want to happen.
I don't know. I'm open to whatever.
Oh, snap. All right. Why not get married? Libra is a sign that represents marriage anyway. Why not?
Well, I got my fiance, Aaron, who's my soulmate. We separated right now.
Oh, snap. So the soulmate on the side, new cat, Libra coming in. Oh.
Well, I mean, I see the energy, like, of fertility or conception. It's coming from one of you guys. If possible, you know. It could be him, it could be you, but I definitely see it. I also see Spirit is saying be careful because there could be some sort of travel, either maybe one of you guys going somewhere or he could maybe ask you to go somewhere, but there's travel. Also, feeling as though, like, some sort of education or learning something, something that can bring about money. And then with him, he wants money. He wants a steady flow of income. Again, what challenges the relationship, it's the Six of Swords. So that's travel. So you may want to, if you're not going anywhere, if this is challenging the relationship, and I'm seeing this twice, you may want to ask him if he plans on, like, relocating or something, because I don't understand why travel would be an issue in this situation. And again, I've seen it twice. I see it kind of falling below the expectations that you may have. But it's influenced by the Ten of Pentacles, which is a blessed union. So I'm going to tell you what, there is a high possibility that he is in a relationship. Because I do see him as, I don't see him, but other people see him as being manipulative. And not, and to the point where sometimes he's not always 100% honest. So with this guy, I would start asking questions because, yeah, I also see disillusionment. And I see gossiping and slander. It's like people that see what he does, they've been talking a lot about how he carries himself and the moves that he makes. So ask a lot of questions with this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he fits in your area of brothers and sisters and not necessarily more in your romantic relationship house. And then he also triggers some of the not-so-best relationship energies. But the mere fact that you're a Gemini and he a Libra, you know, that's the air and that's a good communication. It's kind of a 50-50 shot right here. I'm leaning more towards, I don't like saying that. I'm leaning more towards that it'll probably fade out. But it's something that definitely can work if you're going to say, you know what, let's make it. It has to be a serious relationship. And because that's the energy that gets triggered. You know what I mean? So it's very, very possible. It's very possible. But Keisha said ask a lot of questions. He sits in your house of communication. So this is someone you should just really talk to a lot to really get everything out in the open. And even for you, your contract as far as relationships, for you, Aquarius on the seventh house, which simply means friends. You need your relationships are really should be centered around solid, honest friendships and having space, you know, not necessarily somebody living with you per se. Not that you can't have that, but it's just something that's different, unique, awkward with the Aquarian frequency. But most importantly, again, friendship is the key here. So I give it a C right now. And I'm not even looking at his info. I'm just looking at what his son would be. I give it a C. So it's definitely something that needs communication. And then
okay.
When your soulmate come around, what you going to do with him? What you going
to
do with both
of these? Well, that's where the travel card comes in, because he's in Virginia, and I'm probably going to have to move back to Virginia.
Who? Your soulmate? Or?
Well, he's in Virginia. I'm in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was a love triangle, and we had to separate?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
That makes sense, because I said to ask him if he is going to relocate, because I said the way that it looks, if it's challenging the relationship, it looks like, you know, someone, him possibly relocating. But that energy is coming from you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he might move back to South Carolina, so we're both, it's just friends. Yeah, like you said, okay.
Okay, so when y'all hit it off, what you going to do with your soulmate?
I'm going to marry him, and we're going to live happily ever after.
And then what you going to do with the other guy?
Well, I'm just going to ditch him.
Wow. I'm messing with you. All right, well, keep us posted, Daniel. Love triangle from Virginia to North Cat. We're going to remember that. Love triangle. We're going to call
Thank
that
you.
The Blue Mountain Love Triangle. All right, that's what's up.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right, man. Where we at here? 216-751. What's your name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're excellent. Kimberly, when's your birthday?
3/5/67,
7:27 a.m. Hold on. You're rolling. 3/5/67. What time?
Yes.
And what's your time of birth?
7:27 a.m.
And what city were you born in, Kimberly?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. You still in Cleveland?
Yes.
You went to that Lean Bay lecture today?
I just heard you mention that. Is that online?
Yeah, it's on. I get the information for you in a second. But yeah, you got a question for us?
Just general.
Okay.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Kimberly.
Keisha Shuffling. It's at Little Africa on Superior Avenue, 8616.
Little Africa, Superior.
Yeah, and it's going down at 6 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Little Africa. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the positive flow of income. If it ain't coming in now, it definitely will. Like, the energy is on you, like, heavy. And your obstacle is the Three of Swords reversed. So what that means is, like, trying to separate yourself, or you have separated yourself from something to do with the love triangle or something to that nature. And I say that because I see, like, real soon in the near future, you being sad behind a relationship that has fallen below expectations. And the energy around you is that of a lot of stress, strife, and hurt. I mean, the energy of that is so strong, though, Kim, it's like it to represent like a miscarriage. Like, someone was pregnant and they had this type of energy,
and they were in like their first trimester, they could miscarry. It's a heavy amount of stress, and it's due to conflict. But not only that, the way things are looking and how things are going, it's like you're a victim of someone being selfish. It's like dealing with someone that is selfish. You've got temperance, which means that you can level things out, but you need to keep that steady flow of income and watch the way you spend your money, because there's a lot of people that are envious and jealous. And if it ain't a lot of people, then it might be one person that's really close. But because of that energy, I can see in the near future that it causes some sort of anxiety about money. And the way that I see money being able to come in right now, it definitely shouldn't be in no type of, you shouldn't be in any type of situation like that. So watch the way you spend your money. You've got temperance. I would say take some time to yourself, like an emotional withdrawal, just so that you can kind of make sure you regain balance, stay balanced, and you can have some time where you can communicate with the ancestors, with spirit around you. You can, you know, pray to the Creator and things of that nature, because you're a very, very successful person, and you've got a lot of achievements that you have made in the past, and that's the foundation that you stand on today. So you need to continue that energy, because you've got a lot of positive things as far as money and work and business are concerned. It just seems like the personal life becomes a hindrance, and it kind of carries over and takes over everything else, like in a negative way. So keep your guard up and just try and stay 10 steps ahead of the game at all times, and really, really take some time out for yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kimberly, I want to probe into the relationship area of your life.
Uh-huh.
What's going on over there?
Nothing. I just, like she just said, I just got myself out of a triangle type thing. I'm not having it, because I feel like I'm worthy. So that was that.
Hey. What's wrong with the triangle here? How long were you in a relationship?
Not at all. I wasn't even in it. I didn't even. Okay. I couldn't even see it.
Okay. When? How long was the last relationship?
Just a couple of months.
Okay.
Few months.
How long ago was that?
Like, last February to, like, I'll say June.
Okay. And then take me to the longest relationship you ever been in.
I would say 7
years.
Uh-huh.
7 to 8 years.
Yeah.
And when was that?
From like 04 to like 2012.
Okay. All right. They got the triangle, then you got a couple months. That was like a year ago. And then you had a 7-year relationship. 7 to 8 year relationship prior to that, right?
Uh-huh.
The reason I'm asking, in a sense, because you were really born with the triangle setup.
Get out of here. That is funny. Oh, my goodness.
No, see, I'm going to prove it. So, it's interesting because your relationship cusp is determined. Everybody, When you want to learn astrology, you want to look at your relationship, because you look at what's called the DC in the chart, and it's positioned at 3 o'clock when you're looking at your wheel. And your DC is 25 Virgo, but you got the planet Uranus at 22. So Uranus is this planet that represents, it's the Aquarian thing. It's strange. It's different. It's your house, my house. You live upstairs. I live downstairs. It's something that's unique. It's something that's different. It's non-traditional. Okay, and then you were born with Pluto at 19 degrees, so that's only like 3 degrees away. So they were very close to each other. Pluto is a planet that represents sexual secrets. So here it is, the planet of sexual secrets and this strange sexual secrets of something that's different and unorthodox right here by your relationship. And this is why you attract those kind of situations, because it's something about you that is that just emanates that. Now, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to be secretive and you're supposed to be the other person. Yeah, it don't necessarily mean that. I just wanted to show you why you're attracted. But it's unique in relationships, where when it comes to traditional aspects of relationship, they're going to get probably boring and stale. We have to look at, let's take it for example. Let's look at your 7 to 8 year relationship, which is typical. The 7 year rule is something called the 7 year itch. You fit the bill. So the 7 year itch came, it was like, out of here, right? And Uranus energy takes 7 years to move through one zodiac sign, too. So he made a complete cycle of 30 degrees and was like, it's time for you to change it up here. So I think you have to analyze what took place within the 7 year period, because, you know, it's just a time for change. And you just require a little bit more. You just require something different in relationships. So don't close yourself off to the experience. I call Aquarius or that Uranus influenced relationship homie, lover, friend thing. Because Uranus is about friendships, and it's about great conversation and insight and spiritual endeavors and, you know, technology and it's a lot of, you can be caught up in computer love type of thing. It's out there. It's very futuristic. So don't close yourself off to the homie lover friend aspect. I won't say the love triangle, but you know, do you participate in any type of charity?
No.
Okay. Because you I think you should. With older people that are in hospitals, people that are got something to do with people and health, people who it's more of a hospice type of thing. And then I want to ask you, and that's my last question, I'm all in your business. Do you do anything on the health aspect, yoga, qigong, anything on the health aspect, Zumba, whatever?
I was doing Shaun T, no, just a lot of workout. I have workout, hula hoop, whatever, but I would mix it up.
You should do that. Make sure you have to. One thing in this lifetime is exercise is very important for you. So definitely do exercise. But at the same time, too, you have to, it's kind of like I see you doing exercise in the morning, and then somewhere throughout the day you go and you participate in charity. Not every single day, but you have a certain routine that deals with charity, because that deception factor that you may be a part of that lingers into relationship have everything to do with you really helping people out in this lifetime. Because it obviously means there's something about you that's attracting this experience, because somewhere along the line, either in this lifetime or in the past, you were that. You see what I'm saying? But you can be a victim of deception very easily, because you got the typical chart that says that you probably was a priest or a priestess that was caught up into some type of scandal before, and you have to work that off, because now in this lifetime you got strong psychic spiritual markers, but it's about spiritual health. It's about being in tune with meditation, prayer, things like that. But it's a mind-body-spirit thing where your physical body needs to be in shape to match the spiritual energy that you have within you at the same time. You help other people out through charity, older people through charity, to help offset negative karma, but at the same time, it's doing something good to ensure their process at that particular stage that they're in their lifetime, all right?
Okay.
So
okay.
Engage in charity, work out, and tap in the spirit.
And
be open. Yeah.
Go ahead. Be open to what?
And be open to homie, lover, friend type relationships.
Listen, I have a question about the shorter relationship. His birthday is 11/12/49.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a strong, it's like, it feels like a strong energy to him. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking. I need confirmation.
Yeah, because when we're dealing with that time of the year, we are at probably at the mid Scorpio session season, and that for you, when we're right there, that is like, and it's in your Scorpio is already a sexual sign, and that's where we gain our power from, that constellation right there. But it's also in the same region. It's in your eighth house. It's in your house of secrets, house of power. And it also sets off something in your chart, because you got a grand water trine in your chart. So your emotions, it's called a grand water trine, which simply translates to mean you got three or more planets that are approximately 120 degrees apart. It looks like your chart has a pyramid in it, a big old triangle in it. And all of these planets, they're at these three points of the triangle. They are all within the water constellation. So this means that you're very intuitive, you feel, you have emotion, you can feel a situation. You don't necessarily have to think about it, you can feel it, plus you Pisces anyway, but you can feel it. So this person triggers that emotional feeling type of energy for you. And he just sits in that house of he sits in the house of joint partnerships and sex, you know, and he triggers that thing for you. So that's one of my favorite houses when it comes to relationships. But the thing here is, since you got Neptune here, you want to make sure that you see him for who he is. They are being honest with each other. There's no manipulation that Scorpio tries to play. And, you know, just making sure everything is on the up and up. And then, you know, just making sure y'all are active in physical activities. And
okay.
All is good. All is
all
good.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Kimberly. All right. You got it.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right, man. We got 8 minutes. We take one more minute. It's the love triangle today, Keisha.
You in a good mood today. You reading all happy and stuff? Jeez.
No, man. You know, I went to some mounds. I got some new stuff, man. I discovered two mounds that haven't been activated yet. But I'll tell y'all about it. 706-373, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's happening? What's your name?
Imani.
What's happening, Imani? When's your birthday?
3/12/76.
What you got playing in the background, Imani?
You in the background?
Yeah. And that's you?
You hear the TV?
Yeah, I can hear it. 3/12/76. What time were you born?
No, it's 3/12/76.
That's my birthday.
Really?
Yes,
mm-hmm. And at 1:55 a.m.
You said 76, right?
Yes.
Okay, 1:55 in the morning?
Yes.
And
what's
what
your
city
name again?
Were you born in?
Imani, Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta. All right. Imani, what's your question?
I don't have a question about finances. When will they start looking up?
When that money coming. I don't have money. The money said, look, I ain't a part of the love triangle thing. I want this money.
Right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Air.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Imani. There was a love triangle in the distant past long time ago. And that had something, when I say effect on you, it's kind of like you learned from it, and you like, I'm never going to go down that route again. You have really, really strong energy as far as a magician is concerned. It's like you want money. You've got the ability to manifest money. I see contentment within the next few weeks, and also the energy around you is that of all of your troubles coming to an end. Now, you ain't lying when you about money, because how you feel on the inside is being on the receiving end of some money. Like, you really, really is ready for your bread, and I'm not mad at you. There's going to be this confession or this proposal of love from somebody, but it's very interesting because that whole relationship or that whole situation is what's going to bring that money in abundantly, but it's money that y'all are going to make for yourselves. It's going to be some type of business y'all have on your own, or some type of your own hustle, so to say. And it's going to come in, like, abundantly. Right now, it's like not having the money to do the things that you would like to do. And there's also opposition, delay, and fear in your attitude because you're ready to go do this and do that, but there's a lot of delays for fear of what happened because of your whole financial situation. So, I mean, at the end of the day, with Spirit saying within the next week you'll be content, the energy in your home, the influence around you, is troubles coming to an end. And like I said, I see money coming for you, and the best part about it is it's you taking the money yourself. It's not like working for somebody else to get it, and it comes with sort of a love type of situation. Just be patient. Mm-hmm. It's all coming.
Okay.
Money.
Okay.
Holy money. March the 6th through April the 16th will be one of your best transits for financial, for finances, particularly within that time. March 24th to April the 3rd, so that gives you like a good week. That week is a powerful week. From March 24th to April the 3rd, you can play the lottery. April the 3rd is like your big payoff day. Anything after the 3rd up until the 16th, but after the 3rd, the energy starts to wane itself off after April the 3rd. But it starts March the 24th, okay? It starts March the 6th. Starts March the 6th. March 24th, you get into this hot zone where it says, hey, you make me get lottery here. And that runs from the 24th to April the 3rd. And then April the 16th, the energy is finished. So you get a little over a month in the very near future where, you know, finances is going to be coming through. But it's a quick transit. So even if the finances are not coming through like that, as far as make sure your ideas and your business plans, the things that you're casting out there in the cosmos, is on point, because it has to have a mature date when these things gonna come back around, and this is the best time for you to start. Like, even if you're doing promotion and, you know, whatever you're doing, just make sure you're being active in this time if you're not receiving, because you're being active in a very fertile time financially for you. Okay. And then also you have an angelic marker where you should communicate with the I'll ask you, and then I want you to tell me, out of four archangels, we can say Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Michael, which one do you feel you have, your mind is more closely connected to?
Well, I couldn't answer that question because I'm not familiar with them.
Mm-hmm. That's even better, because you're a Pisces, so now we don't want you to think. I want you to go with a feeling, right? A feeling. Raphael deals with healing. Michael is a soldier of war. Gabriel is intuitiveness. but also a soldier, also depicted as a woman. And then you have Uriel, which is the light of God.
I would say a healer.
Which one?
A healer. The healer.
A healer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Raphael energy. Raphael is definitely in your healing house. Definitely in your healing house. Do you have a strong sense with the Gabriel connection? And I want you to research the Archangel Gabriel, study up on it from different sources, and see how that energy resonates with you. And then sometimes
okay.
you can cross-reference these forces. Sometimes when you deal with different spiritual systems, the force is the same, but the name of the force changes. And if you start to see the correspondence, just look into the Gabriel energy and see where it takes you, because you got an angelic marker. A lot of people are not born with that.
Okay. I'm sure
will.
Huh?
All righty, Monty.
Thank
you. Here's what it is. You're very welcome. Oh yeah, I forgot. In a disclaimer, when y'all hit the lottery, y'all gotta call us back 10%. For real, seriously. But that happens. People get lucky and it happens. But yeah, visit the website, y'all, man. It's my time, 1 o'clock, man. Visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. This is what we do on a double dose. You can get a 30-minute session or an hour session. And we can really, really, really go in. We can really get personal and go in there if we have to. But if you need us, that's where we at, My Astrology Coach. Click on consultations. You'll see the double dose tab. Like I said, man, the Prime Minister got something called the Neuron Network where it increases your brain. Get on the computer and you play these online games that were designed by brain doctors to increase every single function in your brain. So that's phenomenal, man. That starts March the 5th. March the 3rd is orientation for the Neptune Dream Institute. I saw a couple people here with these psychic markers. And that's all I'm really looking for, people who got strong spiritual markers, to join the Neptune Dream Institute, where we get together and a series of meditations that we go through consistently for 1 month. We got a monthly theme where I give y'all month one, where we will be in Egypt dealing with Tahuti, who will come down and introduce himself, and everybody will have a unique identification number. For spiritual purposes and communication purposes, because numbers are universal symbols. But we just gonna all meet each other in the dream world and go to the highest level of consciousness. I say Neptune in Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac that seals the will, and this is the realm of unconditional love, the realm of strong intuitive energy, and this is where the creator resides. It's Neptunian. It's a mystery, and we have to pierce the veil, because the mystery is really talking about your subconscious mind, how to tap into that particular realm and whatnot. And that's what we're going to do at the Neptune Dream Institute. Like I said, if you're in Ohio, my man Arlene Bay is in Cleveland today up at Little Africa, 8616 Superior Avenue at 6 p.m., tomorrow in Cincinnati at 3 p.m. We've got the Silly Museum and Institute. That's 2621 Victoria Parkway. And then Sunday, he over at Ngozi, 4430 Westerville Road in Columbus, Ohio. I may be in Cincinnati. I'm definitely going to be in Columbus. So if you need an aura reading, I'll be in the building, man, so you can get an aura chakra report to see how this energy flows, see how your personal law of attraction is vibrating. The stronger your aura, the stronger your magnetic field will be as far as attracting the things that you want in your life. Real simple. All right? And, yeah, man. Yeah, Keisha, I've discovered some mounds. I was out at the mounds today. And these mounds are actually in a park, and they haven't been excavated, and they're not protected by the state, so they're just wide open at this particular time. And the creator works so cold, like I shared with Minister Ju. You know, when I get there, man, you know, the wind always start blowing, which is a spirit force come. So the voice told me that I said you need to get down and pray. And it's still wet out because it was snowing, you know, and I didn't want to get down and get dirty for real, for real. And I took a picture of the mound, and my camera started saying, let me get one picture. Then it said, fail, camera fail. So my camera ain't loading up. So So I put it in my pocket because I knew that ain't nothing but spirit force coming through to give me a, you know, give you that was perceived to be a interference. So I put the phone in my pocket. I swear to God, my Pandora kicked on by itself. And I hear this music playing, and I pull it out, and it was Nas' album, God's Son, and it was saying, get down, get down. And I said, shit, you ain't got to tell me why. I got down on my knees and just praised the Creator. So I had a phenomenal morning anytime I get out on these mounds, and that's what happened to me. Like, literally, you know, God came through, God's Son. Get down on your knees, man, bow down, you know. So that's my little story for the day. And
nice,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, your energy is up there. I knew it was something.
But well, the first image I saw today was Keisha posting images on Facebook with new houses and everything. So that's inspirational.
You know what, Ampu? About that, I said Ampu should be proud of me because I'm only posting positive things.
Yeah. And I'm alone eating dinner by myself tonight, whatever that means.
You know what? And I was. I was coming from my group thing, you know, to prepare for that surgery or whatnot, and I just stopped and had dinner by myself. It was cool. I enjoyed it.
Right. That thing looked good, too.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But, yeah, y'all check the website out, man, myastrologycoach.com. Click on the membership tab. The Astro Tarot Network is where it is, where every month you get a 30-minute session with Keisha. If you need me, I'm there, but I just flood you with the astral reports to give you daily horoscope, a monthly highlight report where you can just scan your energy for the month overall to know what your monthly theme is like. And you just got to look at it, man. The sun goes through 12 different signs every month. And the month don't start on the first of the month. It starts in the middle of the month, really, constellation-wise. So there's 12 different frequencies that have taken place. So it's just nice to know those things. So visit the website, click on the membership tab, head up to Astro Tarot Network. That's where it is. And I will see y'all later. That's it, Keisha.
That's it. Peace.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow for Conversations of Virtue with Priscilla Drifting. That's it. Peace.